This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Patrick Weiland-Smith.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
This award is dedicated to the memory of Leela Alcorn and too many trans people who die too young. And it's dedicated to you, my trans parent. You taught me how to tell my truth and make this show. And maybe we're going to be able to teach the world something about authenticity and truth and love.
That's Jill Soloway accepting an award for Best TV Comedy at the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday night. Jeffrey Tambor also won for Best Actor for his role in the show, starring as a father of three who comes out as a trans woman.
Scoring three nominations at the Golden Globes as well was Orange is the New Black, with news just in the past week that Aussie model Ruby Rose is set to join the cast this year. Rose will don the orange jumpsuit, a stellar Carlin, the love interest for Piper and Alex on the hit Netflix series third season. It's the first big acting break for Ruby Rose, who announced her engagement to designer Phoebe Dahl in March last year.
The ACT is set to join New South Wales and Victoria in erasing the criminal records of men who were convicted of gay sex before it became legal in 1976. The move has been welcomed by gay groups in the territory, as Alastair Kingston reports.
The ACT's LGBTIQ advisory councils welcome the move, saying it sends a powerful message of support to the community. Meantime, the Human Rights Law Centre says expunging the convictions will lift a burden on an unknown number of men who've lived with the stigma, shame and barriers to work and travel caused by conduct which is lawful today. For QNN, this is Alastair Kingston.
A new show on TLC about a group of Mormon men who are attracted to men but are married to women has been blasted as dangerous and irresponsible.
I like to say I've chosen an alternative to an alternative lifestyle.
I'm attracted to my wife, for sure. And I'm definitely attracted to men, too.
Over 90,000 people have signed a petition calling for My Husband's Not Gay to be canned. GLAAD President Sarah Kate Ellis says the network is putting countless LGBT people in harm's way.
Irresponsible to be airing a show with the content that gives the idea that sexual orientation is a choice. And that's a discredited and old idea.
Well, last week we brought you the news that Florida was set to become the 36th state in America to allow gay couples to marry. Marriages kicked off first in Miami-Dade County and then across the Sunshine State as a stay on a decision striking down the state's ban expired. While Florida's anti-gay Attorney General Pam Bondi conceded defeat, lawmakers in Texas, meanwhile, have raised the stakes, threatening to cut off the salary of any state official who participates in a same-sex marriage. Equality Texas blasted the Republican bill as preposterous. It comes ahead of an expected decision out of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
And in even more bizarre news, this time out of Russia, where transsexual and transgender people have been banned from driving. The Russian government is cracking down on people with, quote, sexual disorders, a move they say will reduce the number of car accidents.
Leaflets warning of the dire consequences to children if homosexuals are allowed to marry in Ireland have been ridiculed on social media. The flyer warning about the sounds of sodomy is the work of a Christian lobby group campaigning for a no vote in the gay marriage referendum this May.
And back home, Melbourne is gearing up for Midsummer Carnival, and Tanya Lewis has all the info on the event's sporting activities from the 19th of January.
The Nomads will be taking a 16-kilometre cycle in Port Melbourne. Vic Tennis will be holding a tournament for all abilities during the Australian Open. The Melbourne Spikers volleyballers will host 20 teams from three states in Oakley, and there's even a Pit Fit Midsummer Boot Camp complete with gay dress-up theme. Team Melbourne will also be holding their festival again in Footscray Park, where 16 sports will be on show before a barbecue lunch. For more details, visit midsummer.org.au.
Thanks, Tanya. And finally, Stephen Fry, the actor, writer, broadcaster and host of QI, had something quite interesting happen last week. He's announced he will marry his boyfriend, 27-year-old Elliot Spencer. And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Patrick Weiland-Smith.
thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.